Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll
be with tonight's guest, author and transformational life coach, Dr. Rod Pazuski.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars
and musical guest shine. From the Love Island Project, Earthquake. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
You know that title. Sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't like it. It just depends on where I am with my life, the Master of Change. It's like, if I say to myself, and it's great because I get to use it on myself, Filippo, if you're the Master of Change, you would know what to do at this very moment. And it's interesting, this weekend to me was all about depression. And I actually wasn't the one that was depressed. That's the interesting thing is. But it seemed like everybody around me this weekend was depressed. And I wanted to have the right things to say. And I thought I did, but it wasn't working. And I ended up on Sunday morning at a Buddhist meditation because a friend of mine kept saying, I'm going to take you to this Buddhist meditation. And I finally went. And we were at this Buddhist meditation. And the topic was not depression. It was something entirely different. We did a meditation and all that. And then we were paired up to have a discussion. And the woman that I was paired up with was depressed. And she told me about her depression. And out came this phrase. I said to her, what are you depressed about? And I didn't want to know specifically because we only had a few minutes. I said, let me tell you, I know people that are depressed about, well, at my age, I should have made this much money already. I should be a millionaire already. At my age, I should have a house or two. I should be married with a wife. I should have kids. At my age, I should this. And they have all these shoulds at their age and basically telling me why their life sucks. And I said to her, whatever it is you're depressed about, you probably have a should right behind that. And I'm wondering if that should is something that society has imposed on you that is not in line with who you are. Are you going to tell me that you're depressed about the fact that you know because you're connected to your mission why you came on this earth and what you came to experience, and that you're not experiencing that or you're not doing that? Or are you going to tell me it's one of those other things? And she looked at me and she says, well, it's one of those other things. And here we were in a meditation workshop or whatever it was. And I said, so maybe this is a good time to use this meditation to connect so that you could be in line with what you're here to do or what you're here to experience. And maybe exactly where you are is exactly what you're here to experience. Now, I've said this for everybody, but I've said it for me so that next time I have even a tinge of depression, I could play this. I could go to lifechangesshow.com and play this particular show with this particular guest and this particular message over again so I can hear it. We'll be right back with our guest and our musical guests and a lot of great conversation right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and as soon as I finished that, during the whole break, our guest was laughing at me. Mark, do you have any idea why you might think he was laughing?
I have a few different ideas, but, but I'm
hard
not going
to speak
for him. Right?
We'll let him speak.
But on the depression front, and I think this was a good, or on that monologue, I should say, this is as good a time as any to actually talk about that title of yours. Because we've never actually discussed it with our listeners. It's just been out there. And I think a lot of people hear the surface-ness of it, the master of change, the master of ceremonies. You kind of think of that. Or you think of the ego part of being a master. But, you know, it's the perfect title because you have truly, as we have on this show, but you personally, even before this show and conceiving of this journey, chose to learn how to master your own life changes. And that's really what the title embodies, is not so much the master, yes, in part, of course, the master of, you know, the host that you are and the entertainer that you are and the guide intuitively that you are, but really embodying the journey of mastering your change. So, well deserved.
Well, thank you for that, actually. And you were the one that gave me that title, and I know that my ego actually has had a hard time with it. And the way I've rationalized it for my ego's sake is two things. Is we all go through change, but we're not always aware of the change, and we're not always looking for ways to avoid particular changes or to do them differently in the future, et cetera. So I know that ever since I was a child, I would make my mistakes and then hurt from them and say, how did I do that? Why did I do that? How can I do it differently next time? And I wouldn't always succeed, but I would, and I'd say, is this one of those things that's going to get me into this? And so I'd always be looking at the change process. And the other thing is that has helped my ego really want to go forward with this title, and obviously the show, is the championing of change. That change is the most important thing. And there isn't enough talk of change. So let's master it. Let's champion it.
Well, you know, bingo. You know, I think that's where people run into problems, is because it's the inflexibility, the resistance to change. It's going to happen. Mm. You know, and you can decide how quickly you're going to embrace that and flow with it and learn from it, or you can resist it. And, you know, what they say, what you resist persists, and all the other beautiful quotes that have been out there. So thank you for encouraging all of us to master our changes.
And thank you for bringing that up in the show. And actually, what a perfect time to bring it up, because our guest has had changes upon changes, and he is very cognizant of it and is looking to master his own changes. He's an author, a transformational life coach, and a spiritual healer. And what got, well, it was Dorothy who latched on to, whoa, this guy, we need to interview him. And then when I started to connect with who this guy's about, I see a picture of this doctor who's wearing this leather jacket and a bracelet that looks like, you know, this woo-woo thing. And then he's Persian, so I know he must come from a background that's really structured and conservative. So anyway, I can't wait to hear the what with our guest, Dr. Rod Pezeshki. To you and to all our Persian friends, I say, Hoshamadi.
Thank you so much. Wow, you actually made that.
Did I say it right?
That was pretty good.
That's welcome in Farsi.
He has it written out in pictures. I have it on his notepad, though.
That was great. I just want to extend my gratitude to you guys, Felipe and Mark, and to Dorothy, who invited me to come on this show. It's a real blessing to be sitting in this studio, beautiful, fantastic environment. I love your energies. You guys are really connected, very conscious, and the atmosphere is very peaceful. It's about change. It's about transformation. We are on the same wavelength, and I'm very grateful to be here. So thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, and I think you're our first Persian. I'm sure we've had musicians. We've never made a point of it to say, oh, you're Persian. So, so it's important to bring it out now because you're Persian. And so you started out not here.
No, I was born in Iran, Tehran, which is the capital. And I left the country when I was 10 years old.
Not willingly.
Exactly. I'm from a Jewish descent. And after the revolution, there was a lot of Jewish persecution and minorities. So my family decided to migrate to the United States. We were in Europe for a year.
So major change right there.
Major change at a very young age. So, I mean, I was in the bombs and in the sky, you know, the Scud missiles that Iraq was sending Iran. So as a kid, I remember war. I grew up in a war zone territory. Mm. And I know the trauma. I understand, you know, what it feels like when the siren goes on and the fear factor and all of that. And when we migrated, we went to Europe. I was there in Italy for a year. And then after that, we came here. My uncles were here before we migrated, about 6-7 years before us. So we took refuge with my uncles and started a life here in the United States and been here ever since.
And learning a new language, a new culture.
Everything brand new. And that's all about change as well. I embrace it. You know, one thing that you should be certain about is that change is always certain. Everything else in the universe is uncertain.
Well, talk about change.
Yeah.
You not only studied to be a medical doctor, you became a medical doctor, mm-hmm. and not a medical doctor in a foreign country, in this country.
Yeah.
So you did all that, mm-hmm. and then one day there was change. What was that?
It was a process of unfoldment and really like, it wasn't a one-day process. You know, as a kid, I always knew there's this certain connection that I have to whatever we call it. Is it God? Is it universe? Is it the source? Is it unconditional love? Is it the light within us? Whatever it is, you know, when you name it, you're missing it. So it's the thing that, you know, right. Tao Te Ching, it says, the Tao that you name is not the Tao itself. So when you name it, you're moving away from it. And I always knew there I have that connection, but I didn't know what it was. So in high school, I went to an Orthodox Jewish school. And instead of getting connected to the organized religion aspect of it, I was very interested in the spiritual Kabbalah and numerology and things that are mysticism of Judaism. And I started learning about that. So my, you know, I found my roots. I started into Kabbalah and mysticism. Then when I shifted and I went to undergrad and I started doing my pre-meds, in the third year of my college, I started taking I took an upper division psychology course that taught Eastern philosophy, Buddhism, Hinduism, Taoism, and Hinduism, and merged that into modern psychology with my doctor. That was my first huge transformational and enlightenment journey, you know, with Buddhism and Hinduism and just opening this Eastern philosophy. And it was like an emergence with what I learned in high school with Kabbalah, and all of a sudden the Eastern philosophy is coming in. So that was the initial point where I was very tempted to go into getting a PhD in psychology. But my love for medicine and my cultural background, my grandfather being a healer from Kurdistan, and my family.
Well,
my
medicine
dad,
is in your last name. Kazeshki
means
sake.
Medicine. Yeah.
in Farsi.
Yeah. So as a 21-year-old kid, you know, not being certain and actually fearing change because I wanted to become a doctor, I ended up going to medical school off board. I went to Mexico, Guadalajara. And again, another change game. Different culture, different language, different system. And I had to accustom to that. But with that came a lot of challenges. That was when I first experienced a long-distance relationship which turned out into a long distance marriage, which turned out into a long distance divorce and breakup. And I grew up through my pain and depression and you know, going to a traditional psychiatrist, all of that at a very young age. That was my first time experiencing the real me, that is not always this happy-go-lucky and energetic guy, but there's that vulnerable aspect of me that needs to be taken care of and cradled. And I tapped into that.
Now, let's continue this conversation when we come back. Okay. Interesting, you say you turned into this happy-go-lucky. You're smiling a lot. I don't know if you know this, but I think it's wonderful. If you want to know more about Dr. Rod, we'll just call him Dr. Rod. And actually, that's a good way to do it because his website is actually Dr. Rod 26. What's 26? You're not 26 years old, are you?
No, 26 in the Hebrew letters, the way they describe the name of God, which is Yud Hey Vav Hey. When you do a numerology addition, it turns out to be 26.
That's great.
That's brilliant. Dr. Rod 26. That's just the number 26.com. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Rod right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic. And The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back, and it has been brought to my attention by our producer, Mark, who said that we've had actually other Persian guests, and one in particular who we made a point about the fact that he was very Persian, and because of his particular story, and that was Costa Gara. So shout out to our friend.
Our other first Persian guest.
Costa Gara, yeah, our other first. I guess we'll have many first Persian guests.
Exactly.
But nobody has been quite like you, Dr. Rod.
Thank you, Felipe.
Not at all.
You're making my night.
and I wish we had time to be able to talk about just one of those, like having to flee a country, your home, you know, just that alone, there's a book there,
yeah,
right? And then going to Guadalajara for your medical, there's a book there, and then coming to America. So all of that, major transformational.
Well, yeah, and on that note, this is what I was thinking as we were going to the break. I love this discussion. I love meeting you, and this to me is really the sex appeal of our show, is this human connection, because, you know, we get so trapped, at least from a Western perspective, in the media, mm-hmm, and the mismanagement of information and the misrepresentations. And then you have discussions like this that bring the human element, that mm-hmm, allow us to open up at a heart level and really see the world from a very real connected perspective. And then you're referencing all of the different learnings that you've had and how you naturally started to look at how they, I'm a big fan of this, of mm-hmm. taking different disciplines or different sub-beliefs or sub-modalities, if you will, and then looking at how they may interact or where the truths overlap or things of that nature. Mm-hmm. I think that's brilliant that you've embarked on that, and it brings the whole world of knowledge together.
So your moment of change that was a whole lifetime in the happening that was actually in development after the, I loved how he put it, the divorce and the depression. There are other D's in there, I'm sure.
A lot of D's.
So tell us more.
Well, my major change was battling depression. And spiritually speaking, depression is lack of expression. What is trying to express through you as you, and that's the spirit that wants to use you as a vessel in order to reflect and reveal its grandness and vastness, doesn't have the clarity that it needs to express through you. So what happens is that energy gets trapped in your physical and energy body, and you get depressed. And this is something that I started developing into and learning and understanding. And just when I was on medications, I knew that this is something temporary, and I can heal myself. I can through meditation and then through doing alternative therapies, I could really heal this and know the root cause of it. And this is the awareness that I got. Depression is lack of expression. Once you understand that you're a spiritual being having a temporary human experience in order to reflect and reveal the cosmos according to your unique pattern and specific quality of gifts and talents that you have, and you connect to that, there you go. Depression gone, expression comes in. Wow. This is why I'm here. I'm just expressing who and what I really am.
Wow.
And it just happened. It got manifested because as a messenger, I have a message, and it's for unity, oneness, and peace, for high spiritual qualities that are trying to emerge and express through me, and it's finding different vibrations and channels, such as you guys, and what you guys stand for, and we are meeting together, having this one-on-one, you know, human-to-human, soul-to-soul connection, because there are other people, all your listeners, who are all around the world, which are a reflection and part of us, that are in tune with this, and we are making a change.
Indeed. Well said.
Nicely said.
Do you have that woman's number, by the way?
I need to write that down, what you just said.
It's on your
listen
show.
Listen to it again. Go to lifechangeshow.com. That's right. It is on the show. But that one phrase, we are spiritual beings having a temporarily sucky
human
experience.
Sometimes it's sucky. Sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's laughing. And sometimes it's frowning. You know, it's all good.
It is all good. A lot of people say that, but they don't believe it. But in the case of what you're saying now, it is all good if you take it in stride and end up here, where I feel that you are. So where are you exactly, Dr. Rod?
I'm right here in the present moment. You know, I don't live in the past. I don't live in the future. I'm absolutely detached from time, and I'm here present with you guys. My entire being is here. And in life, what I'm doing is I'm living my life. My work and my life is one and the same. I wake up, I meditate, I do a little Tai Chi to shift my energy, and then I sit and meditate. After I meditate, I download whatever it is, my experience from my clients, from myself, usually myself. I tap into my heart, connect to my soul, and just allow that energy to flow right through my fingers on the computer, on Facebook, which I have about 4,500, 4,600 people. And then I have awesome friends that have been following my writings. I tag them, and they spread the word. And it goes, it just multiplies around social media. And this process is just unfolded. I've never intended to have this. It wasn't something I went to a marketer and said, look, I want to do social media and on my website. My website has gone through transformation and evolution from a very small personal website to now it's a huge website. And it just evolved on its own. because my life is a direct reflection of my inner work, my practices.
So speaking of your practices, you could practice as a medical doctor. Instead, you choose to practice as a transformational life coach and a spiritual healer. And you've written this book, The Loving Light Within. Would this sound crazy to some people that went through medical school, the many years along with you?
It took me 12 years to finish medical school and to finish U.S. medical boards, which I had a major issue, especially with the first one. I took it 5-6 times, and each that was my spiritual camp because I kept on failing and failing and failing. But along my path of getting over this challenge, which was huge for me, I started doing the inner work. So not knowing that I'm growing into my authentic self, which is here talking to you, authentic being is my other book,
right?
And this envisioning, I got connected to my dharma, which is this, and that process. See, everything in life happens for a reason. It's not an accident. It wasn't an accident that I kept on not passing my medical boards the first time, second time, or third time, because it was giving me that window of period, that opportunity to be alone by myself in the library and read the hundreds of books that I did, listen to many transformational CDs that I did. And it was just, I call it a spiritual laboratory. And I utilized that. And one day, when I was at the crossroad and I had to make a serious decision whether or not I should follow my passion or just continue going this path that I wasn't really being happy in, which one to choose? And I just said yes. The moment I said yes, my definite yes, and I let go of the past, I forgive and forgave whatever old memories and residues I was carrying because of my experiences. Once I surrendered to the universe and I said, you know what, take me, yes, and just doors opened. You know, I put on a website, my personal website, I put on a PayPal, my first charge, $99 for an hour. I put on Facebook, I'm open to do coaching. I have no idea what I'm doing. The same day I got two people connected with me, it's like, can I please talk to you? And I had $2 in my account. So they paid me $99 and I was on top of the world. In one day I made $200 for doing what I love and I changed their life. Come on. This
Come
is can't be happening. $300,000 loans in medical school and I do this in 1 hour? Wow. This is cool. That was it.
Wait, $300,000?
Loans in medical school. That's the reality of what the government and society is putting pressure on people to get into an organized institutions where it's failing all over the place, where they're overcharging, where they're unhappy. So many physicians not doing well personally. You know, I talk to them and because they're stressed, and as you mentioned, they are caught into the illusion of what the society is feeding them, how to be, who to be, how to act like. And it's unfortunate, you know. But what I do is I catch people and I know their authentic self. I connect to that. And I basically cradle them and I see their energy levels, you know. I understand medically if somebody comes in with depression or psychiatric illness or anything organic, you know, endocrine system.
A cough or a urinary infection?
Exactly. I could tell. So I assess them. I don't give them medical advice. I tell them, like, you know, you should see your doctor. You should do this, do that. You know, I have on my questionnaire, I have medical stuff that I get intuitively what's wrong with them. And then what I do is it's just, now I'm so in tune with the energy system, with the chakra systems, and with the type of vocabulary they're using, whether they're using their I ams in a empowering or disempowering, whether they're using their experience as, let's say, when somebody says, I'm depressed, you're creating your own depression. Because when you say I am and whatever thing you put after, you are manifesting. Mm-hmm. So I said, don't say I'm depressed, say I'm experiencing sadness. The second I tell them that and they get that and I implant it in their mind and I make that distinction for them, they see the paradigm shift, it's all over. There's no illness.
There is no illness.
There's lack of understanding.
Lack of understanding. There you go. That's what there is. Well, I wish I knew another Farsi word right now. I'd use it. Because
I don't know, but next time you cough, I'm going to remind you that there's a lack of understanding.
That's probably true. What there is a lack of time. Well, no, that's not true. There's plenty of time because I have a feeling we're going to know each other for life and we'll get to have these conversations and share wisdom and all of that.
I'm feeling that.
When we come back, we want to talk more about this. We want to talk about the book. We want to talk about this group thing that you're this global event that you're starting once a week. You've got all these great ideas, and we also have Earthwake music that will inspire for sure. That I'm sure will line up exactly, just like the monologue did. I had no idea what you were going to talk about. Mm-hmm. We'll line up exactly with everything that's been going on today on the show. We'll be right back with Dr. Rod. Remember, drrod26.com.
Thank you.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and we're getting ready here for some great music, and we've been having a great conversation with Dr. Rod Pezeshki. I like saying that. I didn't. There's a Persian word, Pezeshki, which means medicine. Let's actually continue that real on that. People come to you with any problem, with any health, body, physical problem. You obviously know from your medical background what could be medically wrong with them. You also know what the medical field would prescribe.
Right.
And then you say to them...
So what happens is if I see something is organic, I usually tell them, you know, if there's something organically going on, please go and get a blood exam and check with your physician and get a checkup.
By organic, it means?
Organic means there's hormonal problem, there's something organically in their body, physical body is going on.
You're checking and balancing what you're feeling intuitively with your medical knowledge.
Exactly. I just tell them, you know, based on my medical knowledge, go see your, you know, doctor and get an x-ray or whatever, you know, if there's a cough. But usually when they see me, is if they've gone to therapists or if they've gone to, you know, other people and they connect to my consciousness, because I have an intention, I live by an intention, which is to love, to heal, to inspire, and to be abundantly wealthy for myself and others in order to raise the collective cosmic consciousness. I intend to heal and change the world.
Okay.
So I live my life based on that intention. When people connect to me, I know part of their consciousness is connecting to my intention. So there's a reason why they're coming into my experience, because I've attracted them to me. Right?
So they wouldn't even see you or even know of you if that's not where they were.
Exactly. Okay. It's just that connection, or they've read my writing on Facebook, right? Okay. So that's how we get connected, and then I go according with what they tell me, where they're at and what challenges they have in life. Then I offer them, you know, based on the energy healing, chakra systems, the life coaching, things that I've learned,
And also I tune into Reiki, which is a Japanese healing modality. Mm-hmm. And there's an Iranian healing modality, which is called Medotherapy or Farodharmani, which is very powerful. And this is something that I've done for the past year, and it connects you to interuniversal consciousness. I have a link on my website that can it will introduce Farodharmani or Medotherapy.
Is
on
that
there.
Energetic or
it's energy healing?
Energy
exactly.
healing as well.
It's energy healing. It's amazing. It's very powerful. So, depending on where I feel intuitively, I connect people in different vibrations, and the energy healing or the connection, whatever healing is happening through me. I'm just a channel. I don't get credit for that whatsoever. But having a combination of that and the life coaching skills and the therapy skills and the talking and, you know, that closes the circle. Mm-hmm. And that's where the healing happens. Okay, so it's a combination of the two. There is the coaching and there's the energy healing, which I act as a connector. Okay,
if someone didn't believe in this, is there anything you can say that could help them believe?
It's not about believing. It's about testimonial. It's about seeing results. And I do not enroll anybody into my cause or into believing in me, because it has nothing to do with me. If they're ready and they're open, their consciousness is ready. It's like a toddler that wants to go into high school. You can't have a toddler go into high school. They need to grow and mature spiritually into higher awareness.
You reduce the lack of understanding.
Exactly. Exactly.
I liked one of the things that you said before the show. You say when you see a patient, that you see their light, and you can assess where their light is or how bright and all of that. And interestingly enough, of course, you've written a book, The Loving Light Within. Is that, does that correlate?
The Loving Light Within is has to do with that. It has to do with all my writings. It's a collection of my daily writings, and I call my Facebook page my open spiritual diary. It's open to the world. I share my heart and soul. And by that, I'm causing changes and transformation on a daily basis. I'm just doing what I love, which is writing, meditating, tapping into the source, and just spreading it to the world. And I get amazing positive feedbacks, which is what I live for. It's beautiful.
To get that book, they could do it at drrod26.com.
Yeah.
That and the other two, for that matter.
Yeah, it's Authentic Being is my latest book, and my first book, which is a little quote and affirmation book, is called Living a Purposeful Life with Passion, which is also the name, a title on my blog. I have a Google blog. Everything's on my website.
I saw that.
Everything is together.
And they can connect with you there as well for a one-on-one session?
Absolutely.
And you're right here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Now, you're here in Los Angeles, but you are putting on a global event that's going to be taking place every week. Tell us about this.
Right. So here I'm going to go with the global event. My friend and I, Reverend JB, this is an amazing, amazing thing. We are doing a global paradigm shift event. It's happening every Wednesday. You can tune in to 5 minutes of meditation with this intention, a worldwide coordinated focus of energy specifically directed to create a paradigm shift. We are in the paradigm shift ordeal, okay? So the purpose of it is...
Ordeal?
This is the whole phenomenon, you know?
Okay.
The phenomenon. Yes. I said the wrong word, right? Yeah, it happened. Our purpose is looking for friends, right? These are the main subcategories. Joining us with our intention in order. This is what we're trying to create in the world. Change individuals' perception in regards to what is possible for their lives. Increase spiritual awareness and capacity for their inherent potentials to live beyond mediocrity. Change limitations within what is reality and what is possible for humanity to live within this new paradigm, this way of being, this new way of thinking. And these are, we are one, there is enough, we share to live, peace and harmony reign supreme. So we are creating this phenomenon. We're creating this platform where everybody around the globe dedicates 5 minutes of their time on a Wednesday, depending where they are, doesn't matter the time frame, the time zone, just have that dedication to do this focused energy, this meditation, and eventually we're going to have a global foundation called Paradigm Shift Foundation coming in and merging everyone who's interested in the critical mass movement.
To me, the phenomenons that we don't already subscribed to that. It's so beautiful. It's so perfect.
And it's happening. That's why I'm here, by the way.
Good for you.
That's why.
To get the message out. And meet you. And meet you guys. Because you guys are going to help me manifest this vision.
I think we already did.
Thank you.
And we're going to help you more, I'm sure. Thanks. And that's also right now, at least, at drrod26.com.
Drrod26.com. And we have an event page. It's called Global Peace and Oneness Event. But if you go on my website, it's over there. And if you connect to me on Facebook under Rod Pezeshki, I have my postings there. You can see, you can join from there.
Rod Pezeshki, yeah. RodPezeshki.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, there it is.
There it is.
Is there anything we left out?
You covered everything.
If you well, this is interesting. I was going to ask you, if you had 5 minutes to change the world, what would you do? Well, you just
did that. In less than 5 minutes.
You're inviting everybody to do that in those 5 minutes.
Come join the paradigm shift movement. You know, let's do it. It only takes when a high conscious individual actually focuses his energy. There's a book called Power versus Force with Dr. David Hawkins. With one positive thought at a high with a high conscious individual, you can raise a vibration over 90,000 people who are living at a very mediocre low energy field. So it doesn't take that much, you know. We can 8,000 of us, 10,000 of us globally, we can change the paradigm.
So much of what you're saying is so important, and I was just reminded that we had a meeting today with a brilliant potential business partner, and he was writing on the whiteboard, and he wrote something brilliant, and then in the same breath said, "My writing is so awful. I'm such an idiot." And it just felt like, you know, it took the whole energy down. And I said, "You're not an idiot," and we could read your writing. So moving on. Mm-hmm. So it reminded me of something you've said a couple times now about not only watching our words, but now you're taking it to a higher level, changing our thought.
Right.
That can create. How did you say that?
Well, the way it works is that we have what is called a sponsoring thought. That's the original thought that is unadulterated, that is not messed up with the society, your perception, your parents, your religion, your way of learning, teaching, whatever is a sponsoring thought in the collective data of the universe. And that you can access when you meditate and you're connected to the source and you can download. That's a sponsoring thought. So what we want to do is to bypass the ego and all the craziness and the madness that it brings about. So you can identify the ego. You can't really get rid of it. It's needed in order to function in this three-dimensional world that we're in. Okay? So you identify it, you're aware of it, you're looking at it, you don't fall for its trick. But then in meditation and visioning, you connect to the sponsoring thought. And then from there, you put it into words. And through words, which is affirmations and intention setting, a direct willingness to where you want to go, an affirmation is you're affirming what life has for you. So life reaffirms itself. When you say affirmations, you're actually putting something forth as truth, and you put the energy of faith behind it. Once you have these together, you have the manifestation process completed by surrendering and putting it into action. So it's thoughts, words, and action, and the circle continues. Now, when you say something without being present about it, and you're using your low-quality energies to it, you're recreating things that you don't want. If you want to change your experience, either don't speak about it, or change your language around it. Change your sponsoring thought about it. And you will draw that which you want.
On that note, too, I think it's important. That book, by the way, was a paradigm shift for me and Hawkins' work. But he uses a slightly different view on truth in that he doesn't suggest that there's anything being false or wrong. It's truth or the absence of truth. So that's what you're saying. When you get that sponsoring thought being truth, everything else out of that is a variation away from that truth. So always pointing back to that sponsoring thought.
We live in the duality world when we have the negative network and the positive network, right? But when you go into the world of absolute, wrong and right doesn't make sense. It's absolute.
Right. Although I have to say, this has been an absolute pleasure. And so in that case, it really
works.
That's
a sponsoring thought.
That's a sponsoring thought.
So, Dr. Rudd, it's great to meet you.
Absolutely.
And it's great to have you in this realm. So
thank you.
Much luck with everything and looking forward to connecting and reconnecting.
Absolutely. And it's my pleasure.
And everybody can go to drrod26.com and we'll be right back with Earth Awake right after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back, and after that great interview, I know this music aligns perfectly with our show, with the message, and we are happy to have a winner of our top 10, remember that, Tony,
yeah.
Life Changes Network's top 10 indie songs that could change your life. Tony Moss of the Love Amp Project, who's here with Earth Wake. And we're happy to have you all, actually.
Thank you.
Tony, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We couldn't wait to meet you, and I know it's taken this long to get you in because of your busy schedule,
yeah.
But after we first connected with your music, thanks to Graham Penniman, we were sold.
Ah, thank you. It's nice to hear.
So today you have with you Dylan James Byrne.
Yep.
And you have Cayenne on percussions.
Correct.
And this music that we're going to be hearing today is of Dylan.
Yeah. So Love Amp Project is actually a project where several musicians band to get together. And when we perform together, we call that body of work the Love Amp Project. But tonight we're actually going to be sharing some music from Earthwake, which is songs written by Dylan James Byrne.
Nice. Okay, mm-hmm. And we've had others from the Love Amp Project come to think of it. Like
yeah, Sam Babayan.
Right.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah.
And a couple others, I think, too. So he's probably Persian, too, right? Is he Persian?
Sam, yes.
See, there it is.
All right. I didn't want to correct you too many times. We may have had a couple others out there.
Yeah. All right. Well, there it is. So actually, and tell us just a couple more things about the Love Amp Project, because it's brilliant.
Yeah, the reason why it's called the Love Amp Project is we all share an intention when we're together based on the research that's done by the Institute of Heart Math, which, as you know, in a nutshell, they're basically seeming to be proving that our emotional states get encoded into the electromagnetic field that's generated by the heart. And through that, we're actually in communication with the planetary field. So our idea is that when we come together in that way, shows are always kind of ceremonially, that we invite the audience to move into that space so that we can have a beautiful collective impact on the planetary field.
For those that may want to go back in our archive, and we had Howard Martin from HeartMath.
Indeed.
On a while back.
Indeed. You may want to go back
Coherence Project.
In the archive as well and hear that top 10 show and hear Tony Moss and Love Amp. And so what are we going to hear today?
We're going to do a couple of songs by Dylan James Byrne that are always in the Love Amp Project performances, but are actually part of the Earthwake canon of amazing beauty.
And the first is...
Well, gosh, it's still in the process of being being recorded, so the title is up in the air, but we're going to call it Believe It for now.
Okay. All right, and it's about believing or something in particular?
We'll it's actually about this paradigm shift that's occurring.
You're talking about. What a coincidence.
Okay. We believe it.
Don't we love that?
Well, let's hear it.
I'm like the sun in the way I'm rising, and you let it be known, the time has come.
The time has come.
The time has come for everyone. You see me, so let it be known the time has come completely. Everybody, everybody, everybody knows it. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody, everybody, everyone, can you believe it? That's what I'm saying. I'm dancing around. That's why I am free. So high, I've just got to fly. I'm gonna spread my wings and say goodbye. So let it be known the time has come.
The time has come.
The time has come for everyone. I saw you, from the moment I heard your word, my heart cried to call you. Parts of me knew we could do good work. And now as I fall over you, shaking off the layers of fear, I'm blessed by your beauty. I'm so grateful to have you here. I'm blessed by your beauty. I'm so grateful to have you here, and I'll remain grateful to have you near, my dear. Can you believe it?
I think you just recorded it. It was flawless. And I do believe it. If I have a say in it, I'd say, can you believe it? That's me. But believe it, the title, sure. I'm with either one. Dylan James Byrne.
Yes.
I can't wait for you to have a website so we can, or a Facebook page so we can be directing people there.
We do have earth-wake.com early stages. And
okay.
Facebook, Earthwake. Yeah.
Oh.
And great. YouTube.
News to me.
Well, there it is. Well, it just happened while we were believing it. Right, that's exactly. just so earth-wake.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Facebook, it's Earthwake.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, there it is. Cayenne, I don't know how you make those sound like that. I mean, he's got a box over here. Right. He's sitting on it even. And Tony, your vocals, I'm amazing. What's next?
Well, just finishing up the album first and foremost, and then probably festivals and touring.
And what's next for us tonight? What do you got?
Cosmos?
Oh, right now you mean, yes.
Yeah, I'm
Cosmos.
In the moment.
I believe it.
I'm thinking ahead.
I like that. So what are we going to hear next?
So this is called Cosmos.
That is the title. There's no question. I can't change it.
That is the title.
Cosmos it is.
First time I heard the song, I told Dylan, I said, if anything should happen to me during the time you know me, this is a song you play at the memorial. This is my favorite of his writing so far.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Boop, 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 boop. say la 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 la. Every little thing, motion resides in me. For the fruits are far from my tree. For the love you have given me, can I give you mine? Yes, I am sending my love to you. Ooh, oh, 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 ooh, la, la, la.
By Dylan James Byrne, including the lead vocals and guitar, Tony Moss on background vocals, mm-hmm. and Kion on percussions. That was amazing, and I wish everybody could see the hand motions and everything that goes with it. The eyes closed, the head's going back and forth, and everybody in the studio just going, blissed out. That is Earth-Quake. Well, it's not Earth-Quake. It's Earthquake.
Earthquake.
But go to earth-wake.com.
Correct.
And to learn more
they
about
were
them.
The building.
Man, I'm blissed out. So thank you to all of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's
a pleasure to support the work you're doing and what you were sharing, and it's a beautiful synchronicity. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. And thank you, Dr. Rod Pazeski, for being with us today. On behalf of our co-host, Mark Legere, our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, our engineer, Brent Hahn, here at Studio NoHo, our network executive, Doug Newsom, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you, as your life changes, as ours just did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter... Ha ha.